The Acts of our Fathers, the Apostles, may their holy blessings be with us all. Amen. After 3 months, we sailed an Alexandrian ship, whose figurehead was the twin brothers, which had witness at the island. And landing at Syracuse, we stayed 3 days. From there, we circled round and searched Rigium. And after one day, the south wind blew. And the next day came to Puteoli, where we found brethren, where we were invited to stay with them 7 days. And so we went towards Rome. And from there, the brethren heard about us, and they came to meet us as far as Appii Forum and Thriens. When Paul saw them, he thanked God and took courage. Now when we came to Rome, the centurion delivered the prisoners to the captain of the guard. But Paul was permitted to dwell by himself, the soldier who guarded him. And it came to pass after 3 days that Paul called the leaders of the Jews together. So when they had came together, he said to them, "Men and brethren, though I have done nothing against our people of the customs of our fathers, yet I was delivered as a prisoner from Jerusalem into the hands of the Romans, who, when they had examined me, wanted to let me go, because there was no cause for putting me to death. But when the Jews spoke against it, I was compelled to appeal to Caesar. Not that I had anything of which to accuse my nation, for the reason therefore I have called you, to see you and speak with you, because of the hope of Israel I am bound with this chain." Then they said to him, We neither received letters from Judea concerning you, nor have any of the brethren who came reported or spoken any evil of you. But we desire to hear from you what you think. For as concerning this sect, we know that it is spoken against everywhere. So when they had appointed him a day, many came to him at his lodging, to whom he explained and solemnly testified of the kingdom of God, persuading them concerning Jesus from both the law of Moses and the prophets, from morning till evening, and persuaded by the things that were spoken, and some disbelieved. So when they did not agree among themselves, they departed after Paul had said one word. The Holy Spirit spoke rightly through Isaiah, the prophet, to our fathers, saying, Go to this people and say, Hearing you will hear and shall not understand, and seeing you will see and not perceive. For the hearts of this people have grown dull, their ears are hard of hearing, and their eyes have closed, lest they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears, lest they should understand with their hearts and turn, so that I should heal them. Therefore, let it be known to you that the salvation of God has been sent to the Gentiles, and they will hear it. And when they had said these words, the Jews departed and had a great dispute among themselves. Then Paul dwelt in 2 whole years in his own rented house and received all who came to him, preaching the kingdom of God and teaching the things which concern the Lord Jesus Christ and with all confidence, no one forbidding him. The word of the Lord shall grow, shall be multiplied, shall be mighty, and shall be confirmed in the Holy Church of God. Amen.